This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And according to Decrypt.co, the price of Bitcoin has dropped $200 in the last 30 minutes, which is not unusual at all, over worries that pseudonymous... I would say he's anonymous at this point. Bitcoin inventor Satoshi Nakamoto may have moved some of his coins. Bitcoin fell to a low of $95.50.
Well, pseudonymous means that you have taken a pseudonym to keep your name hidden. So he is pseudonymous.
Okay. That's not generally the way
not
it's
seemingly
used.
Not anonymous.
Okay. I understood it to mean like pseudo-anonymous.
Yeah, not that.
That makes more sense. Okay. Earlier today, 50 Bitcoin mined in the first month of Bitcoin's existence were moved, as Decrypt reported, worth $50,000. And allegedly, only three people at the time were even aware of Bitcoin's existence.
Right.
Which
and one of them's dead.
Yes, but his wife, in theory,
could have
access to the funds. Since Satoshi Nakamoto was one of the few Bitcoin miners at the time, one of three Bitcoin miners at the time, it has been suggested that these coins were his. However, while some wallets are known to be Satoshi's, the status of this wallet was less than certain. In fact, researchers argue that the wallet was not one of Satoshi's. According to a study by independent researcher and cryptographer Sergio Lerner, a separate miner mined 1,814,400 Bitcoin in its early days.
Wow.
Yeah, that's staggering.
Yeah.
Just thinking about how much that's actually worth in U.S. dollars today.
And whoever has that has never cashed it in. A million Bitcoin.
That's just bizarre, man.
Worth $10,000 a piece. So,
what is the math on that? My brain can't process that many zeros that quickly.
That's four extra zeros added to a million. So, is that 10 billion?
I think so. I don't know.
It's a lot of money.
And this person, none of these people have ever touched it until today. He has since published an updated study which focuses on the nonce of Bitcoin. Of the Bitcoin block as further evidence. Regardless, speculation has abounded on Twitter.
$10 billion.
And they're just not touching it. That's insane. There's just 1 month. That's just 1 month after the first Bitcoin block was mined. There are not a lot of people who could have done this, perhaps close associates of Satoshi. Well Alert, which tracks cryptocurrency movements, wrote 40 Bitcoin transferred from possible Satoshi-owned wallet to an unknown wallet. Actually, as I understand it, it was sort of put through a mixer, wasn't it? And they just distributed to dozens of wallets.
Right. There's no way to know what happened to it. So, that's what you should do with a Genesis wallet.
Oh, absolutely. So that's not the only interesting part about this, though. For those who remember, Craig Wright claims to be Satoshi Nakamoto.
So this is the guy who could be a huckster, most certainly is a maniac, and likely is a huckster. I mean, I believe he is. But he has sort of fashioned himself as Satoshi Nakamoto. I don't know if he's come right out and said, I am Satoshi Nakamoto, but he's done everything but.
I'm almost positive he literally claims to be Satoshi.
Right, he's
but
not.
I'm not. Well, of course, he's not.
He's a loony.
He's worse than the Nibiru people, because at least the Nibiru people say that the thing that the planet's going to come and crash. They don't just allude. Oh, it might happen.
And these people killed themselves to get onto the spaceship.
No, they're still alive.
Okay. So that's where the Heaven's Gate people.
All right.
I don't know what Vincent's talking about.
Well, Planet X. All right. Well, I believe this call, this person who is behind was banned from Coast to Coast AM because all of these predictions just failed to come. So,
is this the Harold Kemp guy?
I don't know the name. I think
he was Heaven's Gate as well.
I'm not up on my conspiracy theories.
But it reminds me of Craig Wright, just because all these times it said, oh, finally he's going to try and prove that he's Satoshi. Finally he's going to prove, and then it's just he keeps coming up with excuses, and he still expects people to believe him. So I don't know, maybe there are a certain amount of people who actually legitimately believes that he's Nakamoto, so that's why he's keeping this grift on for as long as he has.
Well, he's kind of screwed now, because he's involved in some kind of lawsuit where he submitted a number of Bitcoin addresses to the court saying that I'm the owner of these wallet addresses, but I no longer have access to them because I'm an incompetent boob.
Was this wallet contain those 50 Bitcoins?
One of the wallet that moved the 50 Bitcoins was included in the list that he submitted to the court of wallets that he owned.
So now it has been moved.
Yes.
He claimed that it was his to the court.
Yes.
And
he also claimed to the court that he did not have access to it.
He didn't have access to it. So he either moved it, which he didn't, and has lied to the court about not having access, or he didn't move it and lied to the court about him having at one point had access to it.
Yes. One way or the other, he has committed perjury, provably. Either
it's not the worst of perjury. He just can come out and say, oh, yeah, I got that wallet address wrong. Sorry.
Well, the problem was that it was like the first 68 public wallet addresses that were used that he submitted to the court, five of which were already proven not to have belonged to Satoshi Nakamoto in the first place.
Sure.
But he claims they were.
That's because he's a kook and a not even very good researcher to boot.
Yeah. So now he's just completely screwed. And I'm interested to see how that plays out for him. I mean,
I don't think the court's going to do anything about it. I mean, it's not like they're looking for their fair share of loonies right now.
If he says that he was the one who moved the coins, then he could be held in contempt of court and sentenced for perjury. Among the thousands of filings in his trial, there are numerous sworn affidavits where he claims he had no way of accessing the coins because there was some courier involved who had a lot of money, and they paid him to hold it. It's so completely ridiculous. However, if he denies having moved the coins, it would mean that the address belongs to someone else. Saying that someone had stolen the private keys would most likely be a very thin defense that probably wouldn't stand up in court. Or, you know, saying that someone hacked the private keys, while technically, well, theoretically possible, is not practical.
No.
There's no way someone hacked this. So we haven't heard from him, but as of now, several prominent analysts claim that while these are most likely not coins that have been mined by Satoshi Nakamoto, it is the first time since 2017 that funds dormant for more than 10 years have been moved.
Yeah, I would say it's exciting for that. It's like the super moon or whatever, you know. Oh, wow, that's cool.
So what happened in 2017? Was that the year that it went up to $20,000 and just fell off a cliff?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so
December 2017 was the big month.
So this is the first time since then that has happened. Fascinating. Should be interesting to see how this plays out for both Bitcoin and for Craig Wright, who claims to be Satoshi Nakamoto. I want to see just confirmation that Satoshi Nakamoto is still alive by a move of, you know, one Satoshi of Bitcoin to some other address.
Yeah, I've always liked the idea that it was that guy that had that weird disease that he couldn't, that was in like an electric wheelchair, kind of like a Stephen Hawking kind of character.
Yeah.
I always liked the idea that it was him because he died, you know, and it solves the problem.
I certainly think it's a bad idea for whoever Satoshi Nakamoto is, if this person is still alive, to come and say, oh, yeah, I'm Satoshi. It's a bad idea for countless reasons.
Well, I mean, it's not like it's hurt Craig Wright much, you know.
Well, that's because no one believes him. His claim isn't credible.
Well, the Australian government did believe him enough to try to tax him on the...
Well, the Australian government in the South Park video game censored a bunch of things and actually pasted koalas on there, so they're not exactly a government that I can take seriously.
They're worse than Canada in many aspects.
So,
there you go.
Yeah. So governments around the world, some of them at least, take him seriously.
By the way, Canada freer than the United States, according to the Heritage Foundation.
Yeah, oh, according to the Koch brothers or whatever BS, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. That's why I don't trust those.
You don't believe it?
Anymore. Absolutely not.
Huh.
Absolutely.
So who is the Heritage Foundation? Are they the people who do the... Who
it's a
are
conservative
they?
Organization.
Controlled that, opposition, okay. As far as I'm concerned, of BS crap like that that they're putting out.
Canadian here.
I think you got him worked up.
Yeah, he's got to get him some Molson quick.
Kill themselves.
What do you think about the Heritage Foundation? Are your thoughts about it as strong as Vince's? 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in free Koch brothers money.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a blackmouth cur, and it's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. My dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food. I'll be scooping our DinoVite and then squirting my liquor chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite at DinoVite.com.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
local money to Intercoin without affecting the other communities or the rest of the Intercoin ecosystem. Each community can choose its own policies and openly program them into their coins. Each individual can choose what coins to get and how to spend them with upfront knowledge of what they're getting into. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in the real world. And we think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So important that we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think that freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org, intercoin.org. Now, one of the things that I remember perhaps more vividly than most people, because I'm from the South where a lot of people hunt, and it's their lifestyle to go out there at 3 o'clock in the morning, set up in the woods, do nothing for the next 4 hours, but holding a .22. And when the DHS bought, what was it, like millions of rounds of...
Billions of dollars worth of ammunition.
Okay. They bought a ton of .22 ammunition. And the result of that continues...
I'm curious as to why. I mean, what are they going to do with .22 rounds?
What are they going to do with anything, man? It's,
but
it's
a .22 round isn't a... I mean, that's not a... It's not a military round. It's not a... a self-defense round. It's nothing to do with shooting sort of people, although more people are killed by 22s than most other, but that's because they're a cheap gun and, you know, Saturday night special kind of situation, or and they can be used as assassinations because they're not particularly loud.
Well, I think the hypothesis was that the government wanted to buy them in order to keep the masses of people from buying them, because most of the people did have 22s sitting around in their house.
That would be what I would guess.
It's well, yeah, it's to drive up a price, because people would use 22 for small game. It's perfect for survival stuff. It's, you know, small game hunting and teaching people how to use it for planking. And if the ammunition is, you know, more expensive than it used to be, then I guess they try. It's like a disincentive for people to learn how to use guns, I think. And that's the last thing the government wants, is people knowing how, the sheeple knowing how to use guns.
Right. If you want to prepare to have currency for when the big one hits, right, the preppers, the big one, then you want to have liquor and 22s. 22 longs, because that means that you can put a round in a rifle and defend your homestead, or go out and, you know, kill something that you can eat.
Yeah. So I remember it vividly.
By the way, if you don't do much shooting, it's the most fun to shoot, the 22 round. You know, there's no kick to it. Everybody can enjoy it. It's not too loud. You should wear your protection no matter what you're shooting. But 22, most fun to shoot.
Yeah, well, the fallout from this continues today, with people still having a difficult time finding 22 ammunition. Unless it's on the day that, yeah, and most of these people are just going to, you know, Sportsman Warehouse or whatever to try to buy it. So
yeah,
if it's not the day it was delivered, they're unable to find it. And we're seeing something similar now with the government purchasing things. In order, or what are they buying, Vincent?
It's so the government. Many people might not know this, right? When people talk about SWAT teams or law enforcement, they think of like FBI, DOJ, but many other departments of government have their own SWAT teams. I believe the Department of Education
has. It's so weird. Like, why does the DOE have a SWAT team?
I think it's to get around the fact that they're not allowed to have a standing army, right? The government's not allowed to have a standing army during peacetime. So in order to get around that, they turn law enforcement into their own army, because they have the same type of ballistics gear. They have the same type of weapons. They have, you know, armored vehicles. I mean, what was it? It was in Texas somewhere. There was a sniper who was shooting at cops. And you know how they didn't storm the building with their SWAT gear. They attached a pipe bomb to a robot and blew him up. So the police have. And also, as we saw in Keene, they have a lot of former military gear that was used in the Middle East. And many cops served as soldiers in the military in the Middle East. So, yeah, I mean, we basically, there is a standing army here in the country. It's called the police. It's called the law enforcement apparatus. In this case, it's the Veterans Affairs Police. Buying riot gear, the federal government is ramping up new purchases of riot gear, citing the virus pandemic. Comes at a time when the economy has plunged into recession and high unemployment has led to increased anxieties across the country. The Intercept says a recent order made by the Department of Veterans Affairs shows, quote, disposable cuffs, gas masks, ballistic helmets, and riot gloves, along with law enforcement protective equipment, were bought for federal police assigned to guard VA facilities. The order was quickly fulfilled under a special authorization, quote, in response to the COVID-19 outbreak. So I wonder if they're getting a certain amount of their expenses subsidized even further by the government as long as they write down for COVID-19. So this is just an excuse for them to waste their budget and buy things?
Well, that's one thing that pretty much everybody who's worked with the feds, and I don't know what it's like on a state level. I'm sure we can get some people who've worked for state level employees to call in and about this. But many people, especially the military, many departments will just have this sort of the end of the fiscal year spending thing. Sure. They'll throw away all the furniture.
It happens in private industry as well.
It does it?
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Well, because this department has $50,000 per year that they can spend in excess of, you know, whatever they're going to get provided for them. So they don't want their budget reduced either. So toward the end of the year, we started getting all sorts of stupid IT calls that they could have easily handled. They just didn't want to because this allowed them to pay us and allowed them to keep their budget at $50,000.
Well, there you go.
Not the ones who were, you know, losing the money. It was their company.
Right. I don't really understand why the company's just too big to deal with it. But that's what happens when whatever the organization is gets too big. We had the Green Beret, Silver Dave, was on this show, and he'd talk about these spend ops, is what they were called. And basically, the Berets would be called in to some other lower group's unit to basically just burn through their ammunition in a short period of time, so that, you know, I don't know why exactly they weren't letting the quartermasters or whatever shoot their ammunition. I don't know. But the Berets would come in and, run it through real quick. Maybe it's because they had the automatic weapons. I don't know.
I don't either.
It's all spent. And they call it a spend-up.
I mean, it sounds about right. I mean, they have to keep the military-industrial complex going, and it needs to sell its guns and its bombs and its ammunition. And what better way to do that than to start a bunch of useless wars in the Middle East? And when that fails, just send in the Green Berets to shoot at the dirt. That's government in a nutshell. So the Department of Education evidently has a SWAT team, and the VA is buying riot gear and other materials, presumably, we don't know why, so I'm not going to presume. 855-450-3733, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. What do you think? Should the Department of Education have a freaking SWAT team? Let us know.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Some Michigan cities are under 5 feet or more of water after rivers overflowed from heavy rains and at least two dams breaching. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Our first responders and local emergency response officials and members of the Michigan National Guard and the Michigan State Police have been working through the night to help people get to shelter.
She says the flooding and ongoing coronavirus pandemic are straining their resources. The Government Accountability Office is now out with a new report that found that prior to the coronavirus pandemic, 82% of nursing homes surveyed were cited for infection prevention and control deficiencies, including the failure to isolate sick residents. In addition, about half of these homes had persistent problems and were cited across multiple years. This is USA Radio News. With the latest on the fallout from the firing of a federal government watchdog, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo still being pressed about a growing controversy concerning the firing by President Trump of an independent government watchdog at the State Department.
The president has the unilateral right to choose who he wants to be his inspector general at every agency in the federal government.
Pompeo telling a briefing this morning he should have recommended the firing of Department Inspector General Steve Linnick some time ago, though he did not elaborate. Linnick was reportedly investigating some of Pompeo's actions and conduct. Pompeo called some reports about the investigations crazy and rejected the assertions that the firing was some sort of political retaliation. Pompeo did ask Trump to fire Linnick, and the president complied, but the firing has raised bipartisan concerns on Capitol Hill.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June the 29th until July the 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire.
You looking forward to it, Aria?
Yeah. Why?
I'm just asking.
I always look forward to it. Yeah. It's great. This year is a week of it. I mean, and there's not much else to look forward to at the moment. I had a trip to Vegas planned. I was going to be leaving in 7 days, but no, it's been canceled because Vegas still isn't open. It's very frustrating. But the Rogers Campground is open.
Almost as good as Vegas.
I don't know about that. Well, at least at Rogers, I'm not likely to have a prostitute run out of the hotel room saying that I didn't pay her $40 more.
It's never happened to me, yeah.
It's totally foreign concept. So ForkFest is decentralized, so no one can cancel it, and no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 29th until July the 5th. And we're better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can just relax and go camping, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Again, that's ForkFest.party. And let's go to the phones. We've got Dave calling from Michigan. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I know who that was. It was Captain Kiffcass who stiffed that prostitute, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know it was. Captain Kiffcass, go give that hardworking girl her money back. Hey, a little thing about your letters is you got a pork and fork fest up there in New Hampshire?
There is a Porcupine Freedom Festival, and there is a Fork Fest, which is a fork.
Yeah, the only thing I can say about that, gentlemen, is this. I'd rather be spooned than pork or fork.
Thanks for the call, Dave. I don't even know what he said.
Stunned. than porked or forked.
He needs to upgrade from his Obama phone.
Yeah, that phone's really awful.
Yeah, that was painful to hear. Well,
but that's all right.
It was. Thanks, Dave, for the call. Let's keep going. We've got Scott calling from Montana. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just calling the follow-up to your last caller that was talking about 22 ammunition shortage. I don't know all the details on the 22 caliber. I would speculate it was a large increase in demand, and there's very few manufacturers that manufacture rimfire. So there's not a lot of supply elasticity.
Okay.
When it comes to other ammunition, though, like AR-15 and that, under Obama, via an executive order, he signed an order that eliminated, the majority of remanufactured ammunition was remanufactured from spent military brass.
Okay, makes sense.
And like in my AR, I don't buy new ammunition if I'm just out shooting because it's expensive.
Right, it is expensive.
I always buy remanufactured. And under Obama, he ordered the military to destroy all of their spent brass and sell it as scrap brass and no longer sell it into the reloading manufacturing. So prices went through the roof because the remanufacturers no longer, they had to buy new brass. So essentially it's new ammunition. They could no longer source spent brass from the military.
That's frustrating.
Did Trump undo this little bit of executive wizardry, or
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, making ammunition isn't easy. But one of the people that I hung out with a lot who suffered from the 22 ammunition shortage, he preferred making his own rounds out of like spent cartridges and stuff like that. So I can, and it was significantly cheaper.
We have four or five remanufacturers, major ones here in the United States, or here in Montana, and some of them can crank out 30,000-40,000 rounds a day, and they actually have contracts with the military, and they make new ammunition as well as remanufacture, but they lost the source of all their spent brass other than the private market.
Right. Well, that's unfortunate to hear. I can't say that I'm terribly surprised that Barack Obama would have done something like that or that Donald Trump wouldn't have undone it. I mean, he's certainly no friend of the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, or, you know, the right to be able to shoot an AR-15 at your leisure. So, Scott, thank you so much for the call. Evidently, however, we're being told that what are we being told now is the best question. But we initially were told that the coronavirus, COVID-19, SARS, COVID-2, or whatever the hell they're calling it, could live for up to 3 weeks on surfaces. Is that what they said?
Oh, God, the numbers have been all over the place. Either it can't handle sunlight at all, it's a really weak virus, or it's some kind of Franken thing that flies through the walls.
And now they're saying, we didn't know what we were talking about.
Yeah, here it was reported today. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now says the novel virus, quote, does not spread easily from touching surfaces or objects. But experts warn that doesn't mean it's no longer necessary to take practical and realistic precautions in stopping the spread of COVID-19, right? You know, practical and realistic things like shutting down the entire economy for a virus that has, less than a 2% mortality rate for normal people. Though it's not exactly clear when. The Federal Health Agency appears to have recently changed its guidelines from early March that simply said it may be possible to spread the virus from contaminated surfaces. The CDC now includes surfaces or objects under a section that details ways in which the coronavirus does not readily transmit. Other ways in which the virus does not easily spread is from animals to people or from people to animals, the federal agency said on its updated page.
Which makes sense. Not very many of the germs that can affect me can affect my cats.
Not really.
Yeah. It's not impossible, but we are a different species.
Yeah, it continues to
supposedly cats can get corona. Just doesn't affect
them
very much.
Yeah. Big cats, too.
Well, that seems to be the case with humans as well.
What's that?
That seems to be the case with humans as well. They can get it, it just doesn't affect them very much.
Well, some of them die from it. Well,
I'm sure some cats die from it.
Maybe. I don't know. Cats are dying all the time. We got lots of extras of them.
If you put a cat on a ventilator, I'm sure that'll increase its chances of death.
I wonder if there even is a cat ventilator.
Probably
I have no doubt there is.
There's probably some rich, crazy cat lady who could afford it. But yeah, they say it's still the number one worst way to spread it, or the way it's spread mainly is person to person. So that's why we have social distancing.
Okay, but I'd imagine the practical measures they were talking about with things like wiping down counters and doors and stuff like that religiously, as many of these essential businesses are being required to do. It's a bit obnoxious, and it's kind of insulting when you leave a place to immediately have them run behind you like you're a plague carrier and wipe down every surface with Lysol.
Well, if they're doing it to everybody, it's not so bad, but it certainly can take longer at the Price Chopper, which is one of the local grocery stores. They are wiping everything down, including the belt for the groceries, for everybody who goes through.
And this is presumably because...
And you got to wait there while they do it.
You could have the COVID-19 virus on your hands, which you spread to the milk carton, and it could then make its way onto the conveyor belt.
That's the presumption, sir.
This doesn't sound practical at all. It sounds more and more insane the more I think about it.
I think we're going to need to take, there's going to be new practices in the world, and they need to be practical, whatever they are.
There will only be new practices if we allow them to be accepted as normal. But
the masks. I've got my new, charcoal-filtered bike mask right there in the car, and it's so comfortable. This is for bikers in the city to filter out, exhaust fumes and stuff. Uh-huh. Breathe right through it. You talk pretty well. I'm obviously not wearing it now. It would be somewhat muffled. But it's a heck of a lot better than people running around with your average piece of fabric fashioned across their face.
I'm boycotting any place that requires wearing a mask, so.
I'm loving it. I like the idea of going out with a mask on.
I don't know.
I could be a bank robber.
Well, not all of us are masochists or into that kind of stuff, Mark, but if you're...
I could be a bank robber.
I don't know if I'm willing to say I'm boycotting them, but I will just go elsewhere.
I
guess is technically a boycott. I'm just not calling it that. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps, in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area, and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And I want to say thank you to Henry K., who is tonight's amplifier. That means he's a member of the AMP program that you can find at amp.freetalklive.com. It's a program that is used for people who like the show to donate money to the show that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, hence the name amp.freetalklive.com. Henry K., we thank you so much for your contributions. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we hope that you continue amplifying it. Being an amplifier does have a number of cool little perks, like an amp-only Discord chat and amp-only call-in line at discord.freetalklive.com, as well as an amp-only Facebook group and some other cool little things like that. Again, check it out. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark, you remember when I said you guys should buy yourself a county and then you could fix most of your problems?
Yeah, I think you suggested that Free Talk Live buy a county. I'm sure that there are some counties that are less costly than others, but I'm not thinking that we could afford a county, but go right ahead.
Yeah, well, that was, I forget, figuratively stated, not literally, but you could literally control a county because, like, there's counties around here that have only 2,000 people in them.
It's, I don't want to control 2,000 people, though.
Well, you want to control your own life, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so if there's only 2,000 people to compete with, then you have a better chance of controlling your own life than if you're in a county with 200,000 people. But anyway, so moving on to this.
I'm not going to compete with people over control of my life, though.
Well, so I'm willing to compete with people over control of my life.
Right, Mark. So this is at KOB.com, and you can find it by the title is Lee County Manager Says County Won't Enforce State's Public Health Order. And I'm just going to read it because it's very short and very succinct. It's about as well written as anything gets. Lee County,
David, can
Mexico,
you summarize
Lee County,
it for me?
This is a summary. I said the word succinct. Do you know what succinct means?
Yes, I also know what I'm going to sit here and read this article means. Can you summarize it for me?
Yeah, here it goes. I'll summarize it. Lee County Manager Mike Gallagher says...
Bye, David. Thank you so much for the call. I asked him for a summary. He didn't want to. I'm not just going to let him sit here reading out an article.
Wasn't he going to read the summary?
No, he was going to read the article.
Well, sometimes, like, the Daily Mail, it has, like, little bullet points, right? But that's basically, if you're lazy and don't want to read the full article, it just, like, the bullet points gives you everything you need to know.
Sure.
So, but he's obviously not reading from the Daily Mail.
So,
you're not the biggest fan of David, are you?
I don't care for David one way or the other.
All right.
I just, he bores me more often than he entertains me, for what that's worth. So Trump, according to the Michigan Attorney General, said, has...
Loving County, Texas has 134 people in it.
Wow. That's pretty pretty low population.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't mind going and...
Giving up on the crypto frontier already, Mark?
No, I am not giving up on it. I'm just taking a look here. I don't think that counties have the... power that states do, so yeah, you kind of
counties
have to...
aren't sovereign, right?
Right. I do kind of think they should be. I think it'd be a very interesting.
I mean, the individual should be sovereign.
Well, if you have a sheriff on your side, then you have much more. You have much more power than you otherwise would.
Agree.
I mean, like, you could have, you know, the deputy. Obviously, you'd have to do with state police. But, yeah, I mean, I'd say if you could get the sheriff on your side, then
traditional,
you stand a huge, if it's an advantage.
Traditional powers of sheriffs are really unmatched inside of a county, but...
well, in some places, like here in New Hampshire, the sheriff is basically just a prisoner transport, right?
The sheriff's department is, but the sheriff still has a lot of, having the keys to the jail, still has a lot of power.
Okay, true.
He's supposed to be the highest law enforcement officer in that county, including, like, the president. The sheriff has more power inside the county.
But a lot of sheriffs are just total sellouts or political appointees.
Sure.
So, yeah, I mean, very few sheriffs in this country, I'd say, like, probably less than a handful, actually, you know, use their power or, you know, let alone use their power for good.
What I would like to see is counties being able to vote, just like, you know, the referendum within the county. Hey, what state do we want to be a part of? Because if you could sort of pick, if the county could just sort of pick up and move to another state, then you would see the states having to compete more for the counties. And, you know, they already have these bodies that exist, so why not do that?
Sure,
so.
But that doesn't do much for the county that's, you know, smack in the middle of Arkansas that wants to be part of New Mexico.
Well, New Mexico may decide that they don't want them, in which case that would be the choice that New Mexico could make. But, you know, take a look at Michigan, for instance. It's a state that's split in half.
Yeah.
The distance between Alaska's farthest points is something like a good portion of the entire United States. So, you know.
How many counties does Alaska have?
I don't know. I bet they're gigantic there, frankly. Texas has more than 200.
I was surprised that New Hampshire only has, like, what, 12? Or is it 7?
Well, but they're big, though. They're bigger than a lot of other counties and other states. And New Hampshire is a small backwater state.
I mean, it's about twice the size of Mississippi, I would guess. And Mississippi,
the size of the state?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet it's less than that.
And Mississippi had like 92 counties, most of them substantially smaller than the ones here. So it seems like an unnecessary step to just erase the states entirely. I mean, instead of having the states compete, why not just get rid of the states? Why let them have something to compete over?
I would think that the history's arc doesn't just change dramatically, and this anarchist notion that somehow one day, oh, we're going to wake up and then the state's going to be gone is really...
No, not at all.
Frankly boring.
You don't believe in liberty in our lifetime?
Ah!
Yeah,
that isn't at all how it happens. I mean,
it isn't.
It's going to be the time when human beings are colonizing other planets and things like that, that some of these libertarian types set up on their own planet and say, we're not going to have a state here. That's how we'll see it.
Yeah,
right? Similar to what you would see today if there actually was an island somewhere in the world that was not already claimed by one state or another.
Yeah, there are places, but the thing is that people don't want to live where they're... where there aren't amenities.
Well, they don't have to. Well, I mean, there would be
if
amenities
you want
a,
your
there.
Own, if you want your own state, I can tell you how to do it. It's not that hard. Right now, Pitcairn Island has 43 people on it. Now, this place is remote. It is 1 mile by 2 miles, and it's mountainous, meaning you can't put an airplane there. Also, the waves crash into the island, so only expert boaters can get on and off. People don't actually take boats to Pitcairn. They just park off. They just anchor off the side, and then the Pitcairnians, whatever they're called, come out and meet them in their own
particular
boat.
So back to my point about every acre of land on this planet being claimed by one state or another, unless it's just completely undesirable, like Antarctica or Pitcairn Island or whatever it is.
It has a huge pedophile problem, too, on Pitcairn Island.
Well, I
mean, disproportionately okay. huge. Because, you know, you ever see the Mutiny on the Bounty? That was the island, right? And, like, the islanders are descendants.
I don't know what he's talking about. What is Mutiny on the Bounty?
There was a ship called the HMS Bounty that had a mutiny, and they made a movie with Anthony Hopkins with it.
I never saw the movie, but I did read the book.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was a true story where sailors, they mutinied, and then they wanted to stay in some tropical paradise, and they
picked
being a sailor in the English Navy sucked.
Well, yeah, so a lot of them were slaves too. They'd be pressed into service, so they mutinied against the captain. Then they took the boat and lived on this remote island, which was called Pitcairn Island. And a lot of the islanders today are descendants of the mutineers and the natives. And there's problems with pedophilia on the island.
Well,
people did you say live on this island?
Currently, it's 43, I believe.
So 43 people have managed to get themselves that sort of they even have descendants?
Yeah, so at one point there were hundreds of people on the island, but most people go to, like, New Zealand for a real job. I think the average income is something like $600 a year.
Well, I would imagine so. There don't seem
to
be any resources.
Law. Yeah, they don't have much. No, they can little knickknacks that they carve, and they want people to buy them and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, if it had resources, no matter how small it was, then a state throughout the world would have already claimed it, like they have the Marianas Islands, or Guam, or Puerto Rico, or
the Marianas main resources that they are very close to the United States is one of their largest naval bases.
The British claim Pitcairn Island for. I was wondering. Yeah,
oh, they'd love to give it up, though. See, the British basically let you vote on whether or not you want to stay within the under the crown. So they'd love to get rid of that particular welfare state.
And Pitcairn continues to vote to stay under the crown?
Well, yeah, they get free money.
Why are you suggesting this as a libertarian paradise, Mark?
44 libertarians there.
The mayor was caught with child porn, so I don't know. Maybe he believes in freedom.
I don't think he was called a child porn. I didn't see that in the conviction. He supposedly humped some younger girls when he was...
All right, well, I have an article here, so you're wrong.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. If you like the show, again, head on over to amp.freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.